Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday to everyone. And depending on what your belief systems, it's the end of the world as we know it, but we feel fine. It is so good to see everybody, not see everybody, but talk to everybody this morning or this afternoon, depending on where you're at. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the Los Angeles area, you can call in at 424-258-9337. And for everybody else, including those here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And you're also welcome to log into the chat room where producer Kina is moderating, and I will be checking in as soon as the show's done. So if you have questions, comments, concerns, please feel free to log in there. So, something's supposed to be happening tomorrow. What was it? Don't remind me. It'll come to me. Oh, that's right. End of everything. So, it is amazing to see what can happen to folks when something interesting comes up. For those of you who remember the Y2K craziness, and there was, I guess earlier this year, there was some minister who said that the world was ending at that point, and then he revised it to another date, and then it turned out he didn't. And now we are on the threshold of the Mayan prophecy. Now, a lot of folks kind of look at it from different points of view. And really, it's generally what story you choose to tell yourself. Some believe that based on the predictions, based on the writings that were found on, it basically was a stone carving that was called Monument 6. And it was made in about 700 AD. And it predicted a major event at the end of what is they call Baktun. And a Baktun is a cycle of 394 years each. Now, tomorrow marks the 13th Baktun. And the idea is that at the end of that one, according to the writings on the particular monument, that was supposed to be some sort of major event. It did not predict the end of the world. It predicted a major event. Now, keep in mind that half of the tablet was missing. So we can really only speculate on what the complete message was. And this is from the Mayan people, that wasn't the end of the world, was not what it was supposed to be prescribing. Now, for those of you who believe that and who have taken preparation and who have done what you need to do in order for you to be able to feel safe, blessings to you. And for those who basically think this is just a whole bunch of hokum and silliness, bless you too. It's all about what makes us feel okay. And even for those that don't believe that the world is going to come to an end, and I count myself among them, I do believe a change is going to happen, and it's not as easy or as obvious as some sort of huge cataclysm. But you know, let's go there for a minute. Let's say, okay, now, for most of us, there may be a little bit of like, wow, what if it doesn't? Wow, what if we are thrown into some sort of post-apocalyptic world and, you know, we get to remake society? We get to rebuild our world. We get a cosmic do-over. Now, that's assuming that, you know, we survive, but for those who survive get to rebuild society and remake the world. And for me, I'm sorry, there's just something about that that I think is slightly cool. I mean, you know, death and devastation, that is generally what we would consider bad, and I'd rather not have that. But the idea of remaking your world, there's a little bit of intrigue in that. The idea of going into that space of, you know what, we got to bond together. You know, this situation has brought us together as a species, and we've got to work together to survive. And yes, it is all very Hollywood. And how often do we get a chance to really dream about what it would be to remake our world? How is it that we can look at this, if we want to make this an opportunity or as something that is going to indicate, okay, end of the world. How about we end the world where we are constantly scared? How about we end the world in which the reality is that we are impatient and not very kind to one another? The world where really cruel things happen and people are hurt because somebody just felt like doing something. Yeah, I think I could deal with that world ending. The world where we look around and we see homeless who reflect that just devastating hopelessness and fear and the need for human contact, and yet they're treated as though they're invisible. Yeah, I could see that world ending. Because what I would like to see is a world of greater compassion being born out of it. A world of kindness, a world of humor, a world where we consider the next seven generations, you know, in alignment with the Native American tradition, where every decision you make, you consider what are the effects on the next seven generations and how can you make that be the best. Now, that's a world that I could definitely sign on for. And while there's a lot of hard and difficult things that happen in the world, way, way, way more really cool stuff happens. And, you know, I mean, warts and all, and it has its warts, but I pretty much think that this world is pretty cool. And as we grow as a species, as we grow as beings, I think that it grows with us. And yeah, maybe all December 21st is a growth spurt. It's about suddenly shaking off some of that old stuff that we don't need. I mean, a butterfly does not cease to exist as it goes from a pupa inside the chrysalis and emerges a butterfly. And it has been studied by scientists that say if you cut the chrysalis open and let the butterfly out, it wouldn't survive because it is the struggle for life that actually allows it to come to its full maturity. And it allows it to move forward. When we think about, you know, struggle, it's the struggle that moves us forward. It is the struggle that allows us to become what it is that we're meant to be. From being born to going through, you know, the things in our lives that really create a lot of conflict, that really calls for us to use every single ounce of what we've got and maybe even more. We have to utilize strength that we didn't know we had. So, yeah, maybe a change is going to happen, and maybe everything that could possibly be blamed on the 21st, maybe a tsunami will happen. Maybe a volcano will erupt. It's like, oh, well, it's the 21st. Remember, my friends, time was something that was created anyway. Time in and of itself had to be blocked into blocks so that we would understand, okay, these are the, you know, we need to have these work hours, we need to have these resting hours, and we're going to divide them up and say, okay, these are the hours of the day. When we look at change and shift and all those things that allow us, you know, not only to move forward, but also to appreciate where we are. And by visualizing a huge change in the world, something major happening that allows us to reevaluate what it is that we've got. It allows us to take a look at really what we need to do and maybe, you know, quit procrastinating so much. If you really did know that the world was going to end tomorrow, what is it that would be most important to you? Who is the person that you would most want to be with at that moment? Who are the people that you want to say you're sorry to and that you want to make things right? What would be that one thing that you would want to do more than anything else on that final day? And it is an interesting thing to think about. I mean, I would love to be surrounded by my family and friends and for all of us to be sitting there and holding hands and at that last moment just scream out from our souls, I love you. To each other, to the world. And then we all put our hands up like that, the way you do when you're coming across that big dip on the roller coaster and go, woo! Well, that's my story. To have joy and compassion and humor and fun. And then move on to the next thing. For those that believe in reincarnation, you know, the world ending doesn't mean that our spirits end. Our spirits still move forward. And as the earth contains a huge spirit all its own, why would we believe that the earth in some form wouldn't move forward as well? Now, personally, I have patients scheduled next week. And I do so because, yeah, I'm pretty much counting on the fact we're going to be there. And I also think of how much I appreciate about my life and about everything in it. Because if it were to end tomorrow, you know what? It's been a good run. And I've had a lot of fun. And I look forward to having a lot more fun. So it's not that big an issue. It's not about, well, you know, what do we need to do to try to survive this? It's about, you know what? Take a moment to be grateful for everything. And, you know, treating every day like it's the last day of the earth is fun. You could do that. I mean, granted, there's a light and shadow side to that, because the shadow side would be that it's like, fine, I don't have to pay my bills. It's going to be the end of the world. I don't have to do this. No, we got to do certain things to take care of ourselves. But in the spirit of gratitude, yeah. Because any day could be your last day on earth. I mean, just really, you know, the truth being, we don't know. You know, you never know really what's going to happen. And there have been so many cases in the world where people got up, went off, and had no idea that that was going to be their last day. I mean, could the earth someday cease to be as in the form that we know it? Yeah, I guess so. Could an asteroid come hurtling through space smack right into us? Yeah, I guess so. Am I going to spend each and every day focused on the fact that something really horrible and cataclysmic could happen? I don't think so. It's important to express those things that you want to express, to be in that space of balance, to say, to wake up each morning and say, you know what, Creator, God, however you envision that, if this is meant to be my last day, let my last act be one of compassion. And I want to thank you for the life that I've had, because it was really cool and I learned a lot. You know, my dad used to say if he got up and read the paper and his name wasn't in the obituary, he considered it a good day. And he moved forward and he got up and he went on and did his thing. And the idea behind that was just that, you know what? Yes, we're all going to go one day, but not necessarily today. We've got stuff to do. We've got fun to have. We've got people to help. We've got ourselves to help. There is a place on the planet called, and it's called Christmas Island, and the name of it is Kiritimati, and I think I got that right. And basically, that is the most forward in time place on the planet that's populated. So that's the first place that New Year's happens. And there's a, you know, a website that basically says that, you know, when it will be Saturday, December 22nd. And at 1:11 a.m., apparently, that's the time. And so apparently that is 12 hours, 53 minutes, well, 12 hours and 52 minutes away now. So the idea of, you know, this cosmic countdown, oh, my gosh, we've got a countdown, we've got this. And we will wake up, we will go through what we need to go through in life, we will move forward, some of us may feel a little silly, and ultimately, we will be whatever it is that we've been. And with any luck, some folks who maybe have been things that they don't want to be will decide to let that old world go. Now, tomorrow evening, I'm going to be hosting a celebration. It's along the Druidic tradition. It's called Alban Arthan, which is the Light of Arthur, which is also referred to as the Light of Winter. And that's their celebration for the winter solstice. And the whole point of the winter solstice is to allow that time for dreaming, that time to move forward, that time to, you know, really give birth to all those dreams and ideas that are going to be put in place for the entire year. And it is so cool to actually have a time and a moment to really look at that and go, wow, I've got all this stuff that I would like to do, all these things. These are my dreams. And what better night for dreams than the longest night of the year? That's what it's for. It's for dreaming. It's for having that extra time to be able to find those little bits and pieces that you're going to put together and make that your reality. So it's really about manifestation. It's about an opportunity to slow down and really take a good look at it. If your world isn't what you want it to be, your personal world, then let it end. Not your life, but the world that you don't like, those aspects of it that you don't want to hold. What don't you want to carry into 2013? What is it that you are perfectly willing to set aside? Maybe poor self-image. If your world is based around the fact that you don't think you're worthy of love or compassion or happiness, you know what? If that's your world, walk away from it. Let it go. step into a new world that you can make to be anything you want it to be. Make it your own, because I'm telling you, if you have that view that you are not worthy of love, that you are not worthy of compassion, that you're not worthy of anything, that's somebody else's story that was given to you. That's not your story. And yes, maybe that sounds like it's a lot easier said than done. But you know what? If it's what you really want, and I mean really want, it can be as easy as setting it down, because nothing can manifest in your life without you believing that it can. Now there is a sacrifice, because you've got to let go of all the old stories and all the old shame and blame. And I'm not saying that process is easy. And sometimes it takes help, it takes a lot of work. But deep down, is that what you want? Hard? Heck yeah, it's going to be hard. But is there anything that was worth having that did not come at, you know, the price of being worked? Sure, if you want to sit around and, you know, have it just, you know, think that it's just going to happen on its own, it's not. And I know that because there are things that I've had to change in my life that I've had to work my butt off for. Things that were easier for me to hold on to old stories that I had to release. Was it easy? No. But the defining moment when I decided that that change needed to happen in my life was actually tremendously gentle. And it was just like a light switch. And it was, wow, I don't want that anymore. So, yeah, in that way, it's as easy as deciding what doesn't work. And then the work around recreating it. I mean, it takes an effort to build an entire new world. And it can be amazing and joyful, and sometimes, you know, some tears are involved. But when you put your energy more into the possibility of what you want, as opposed to focusing on all the reasons why it can't happen, all the reasons why, you know, well, it's always been that way, and it's always going to be that way. I can't let go of that. Well, if you say you can't let go of it, then you won't. Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. That is a quote from, I'm not sure who, but I know that it is a quote. And taking all that energy, taking the energy of all of the, oh my gosh, this could happen and that could happen and all of that, because it's thought and thought is energy. Taking all that energy and putting it into a focused thought of I can, of I have a brand new world I get to step into, and it's going to be very cool, and I'm going to nurture it, and I'm going to build it, and it's going to grow, and it's going to be what I choose it to be. It is not up to anyone else but you to decide who plays in your playground and how they do it. Creating your world, your garden, and making it bloom in whatever way you want it to. I mean, remember, even the desert blooms. And even though you may be going through some hard and difficult times, there's always that opportunity for life, for love, for compassion and passion and joy and tears and regret, but all those things are the stuff that moves us forward. When you look at it, you learn from it, and you let it go. And yes, it can be as simple and as complex as that. We can set up the world as we want it. And remember, fear requires the past to survive. And when you can move forward and accept, you know what? I'm not helpless. I cannot control what other people do, but I can control how it affects my world. And if it's something that doesn't belong in my personal world, it doesn't get to be there. I decide what grows in my garden. And if there's a weed that's growing there that I don't want in it, I bless it because it is a part of everything, but then I remove it because it's my choice what is in my garden. And I wish each and every one of you an amazing, wonderful new world. And if you're particularly keen on your old world, enjoy that one. Have fun. You don't have to change your world if you don't want to. And being able to know that you have the power to decide either one is an important thing. It is an empowering thing. It's up to you. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. And I hope you do too. And it's a new world and a new day dawning. And after the longest night is a new dawn. And there will be pitfalls and little tripping places. But you know what? It beats the alternative. And I'm not even sure what that alternative is, but pretty much things are pretty cool. The world is an amazing place. And it will go on. We just get to change it. We get to play with it. So whatever it is that you decide you want in your garden and your world, or that you want your world to be, and if there are those parts of that world that do not bring you balance, do not bring you joy, then let them go. Not with anger, but with love. And decide what you want to fill that space. Because it is up to you, and me, and everyone else. Thought is power. So let's think some good things. Thank you for joining me. And pretty much, unless certain folks are correct, we'll be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I wish you all a wonderful holiday season. And compassion and love and joy and fun. And yes, if thinking about some sort of post-apocalyptic world actually kind of makes you giggle a little bit, go for it. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, as long as there are no zombies. Zombies I don't like. But other than that, it's all good. Now, as I mentioned, tomorrow, for those of you in the Bay Area, if you'd like to stop by the Center for Creative Living, we are going to be having a solstice celebration that is based in the Druidic tradition, and you can enjoy the sights and smells and tastes and sounds of an old-fashioned Druid solstice. So if you're up for that, come on down. And if you'd like to know more about some of the activities that I have going on, you can check out the website at www.the-healing-house.com, and you can see events coming up. You can also check in at meetup.com and look up the Druid's Grove, and you will be able to find activities and events that I'm going to be doing here in the Bay Area. And if you'd like me to come wherever you are, I love to travel, and you can contact me through the Healing House website. Send me a letter or a note and let me know, and we can get together and hang out and have some fun. So I wish you all blessings. I wish you all balance. And I wish you a fun new year. Take care, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Bye-bye.